GOB76. Good things come in less packaging. Today I bought what I thought was an ordinary box of tissues at the supermarket. Now I'm an old-fashioned red-spotted handkerchief man, really, but Hawkeye finds 101 uses for these throwaway unnecessities. It turned out, when unpacked from my bag for life, that there were in fact two small boxes with a plastic wrapper holding them together, presumably for some bog-off. When unwrapped, with the lid punched in to get to the tissue, I found that the hole is surrounded by a redundant, soft plastic insert. While at the supermarket, the post had come, including a padded package with a book in it for me to review. The book had been bubble-wrapped, despite the fact that the envelope was padded with plastic bubbles too. Note to all bookstores and publishers of, in particular, natural history books, post books out in cardboard or jiffy bags that are padded with flocking. Now why would a birding magazine column be taken up with a rant about packaging, you may well ask? Because we are squandering the future and today's wealth on unnecessary and potentially dangerous packaging. Canned drinks in sixes or dozens are apparently convenient. Are you really incapable of counting off to six to put into the trolley? Instead, they're clad in cardboard, shrink-wrapped in plastic, or held together by half a dozen lethal plastic hoops that I've seen strangling gulls. Plastics now line the alimentary canals of half the creatures swimming in, under, or above the ocean. Nylon cord, fishing nets, and fishing line may well make good nesting material, but it's equally good for slowly sawing through an entangled leg or gill. A recent news story covered thousands of bright pink bottles being washed up on a West Country beach, as if it was unusual in anything but the neon colouring. Fishermen and other voyagers have always thrown their waste into the sea, but in the past that waste was either biodegradable or incapable of being ingested. No doubt amphora from classic times may litter the Aegean seabed, but they do no harm. Polystyrene cups, plastic bottles, and a myriad of assorted plastic junk is, when intact, a hazard for thousands of years, and an unwanted dietary supplement when it finally disintegrates. We treated ourselves to a new smart TV for Christmas, and recycled our old TV to the wall of a relative. Box for the new one went with it, including huge polystyrene packaging, plastic ties, and plastic bags. But it doesn't have to be like that. The last electrical item I bought had nothing but cleverly folded cardboard to do the same job. None of the above is really for my or your convenience. It's all about storage and display. Oranges used to come in crates with tissue paper or nothing at all. Now they are presented in styrofoam bras, plastic shrink wrapping, and any manner of other completely unnecessary plastic waste. Every cabbage has to have a plastic bag of its own for some reason. New is now virtually the opposite of improved. How does putting mushrooms in a plastic box and wrapping it with polythene make it better than it was before in a cardboard trug? Fish and chips were perfectly healthy when wrapped in recycled newsprint. So where do we start to fight back? The obvious answer is with bird feed. I buy my seed in paper sacks, but fat balls seem now only to be sold in a plastic sleeve, a plastic bucket, or some sort of plastic tub. So get out your fountain pens, fill them with recyclable ink from a bottle, and put pen to paper, and demand less packaging in bird feed, and refuse to buy anything unless it's in a non-plastic recyclable container. We do not have to be slaves to packaging any more than we have to put up with wonderful wildlife TV programs being completely ruined by over-loud and totally unnecessary background music. But that's another story.